Plans are available on a first-come, first-served basis by calling 1-800-220-1174. Please dial carefully. Call now to receive the free collector's DVD featuring gold and silver coins and the full story of the Morgan Silver Union. Call 1-800-220-1174. That's 1-800-220-1174, 1-800-220-1174.
May I have your attention, please? If you are trying to lose weight, we need your help. We're AF Plus, and we have too much product and too few participants in our nationwide risk-free trial. If you need to lose 30 pounds or more and would like to participate, call now, 1-800-700-5589. AF Plus is an amazing, proven breakthrough in weight loss, a once-daily capsule that can help you lose weight in days. It's also one of the healthiest ways to lose weight because each capsule contains natural ingredients, including green tea extract. You'll boost your metabolic heart rate, allowing you to shed pounds in days with just one capsule a day. Be among the first to call for your risk-free trial. Again, we have too many risk-free trials and too few participants. If you would like to lose 30 pounds or more by taking just one all-natural capsule a day, call now to participate in this nationwide risk-free trial. 1-800-700-5589. That number again is 1-800-700-5589.
Country Bob's is proud to announce that their family of products is growing. They have added specialty sauces such as apple chipotle, honey habanero, barbecue, and their own brand of seasoning salt. Folks, this is Country Bob's all-purpose sauce like you've never tasted it before. The entire lineup of products are now available at all Deerberg's and Schnucks stores. So stop on by and give them a try. And remember, no matter what you're grilling or serving at the dinner table, it all comes down to the sauce, Country Bob's all-purpose sauce.
Pinions Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Break Opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Air.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
warm apple pie
from it.
So get loosened up.
We're about to get
good afternoon and welcome to the June 27th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. I am walking, living, breathing, chewing, eating, and smiling proof of the work they do. For the last 39 years, I've been a patient of Ballast Dental Care, and I would invite you to join me and never again have anxiety, fear, dread, when it comes to going to the dentist. It is possible at Ballast Dental Care. We'll tell you where to find them online and on the road after we do this.
Hey!
That is a round of introductions where we tell you that this guy, Eon the Peon, is our control board operator. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are getting ready to change jobs and have $25,000 or more saved up, we would like you to call Mark and Jason and they can advise you on what to do with the money in your employer plan. For their phone number or more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
I can't help it. I can't help it. What great polka music. Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouth. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. hang on. No.
What?
Never heard of it. I've heard of the beer barrel polka. I've heard... The what polka?
Cheese.
No, the cheese polka. Have you guys heard of that?
No.
Not familiar with it, Rad Boy. Maybe you get Dan to play it on the harmonica sometime. I'll tell you, nobody can touch. Not even that guy, that Weird Al. Not Weird Al, but Frankie Yankadick. He was the polka player. Frankie Yankadick.
Yeah,
doesn't hold a candle to these guys. Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yes.
Horses,
oh, I'm sorry, Brittany.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy, she's mad now. Now she's mad.
Oh, boy.
You got to introduce Bernice in heaven. The wrath of Bernice is going to come down on us. Is Weird Al Yankovic related to Frankie Yankovic?
No.
No, no relation.
No. Okay.
But they both played the accordion.
Now, isn't that something?
Yeah.
Thank you for pointing that out. That is truly
you're welcome.
Amazing. We are brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. When you get older, like most older people, I think their teeth start moving. They change shape or something. Like older people who you knew when they were younger and they had real straight teeth, they kind of start shifting and moving a little bit. They're not quite as... I don't know why that is. Like, I've got just a couple of teeth that were always pretty straight, and they've moved on me or something. Like, on the bottom, I don't know what that's all about. But they're still... nothing to worry about. I'm not going to go get braces. What age do you think people decide... Because I know adults wear braces.
Yeah, I've seen people like in their 40s.
What do you think the cutoff is, like 50? I mean, you don't see anybody over 50 with braces.
You would think you wouldn't bother anymore.
Exactly.
I know somebody that had braces in their 50s.
Really?
Yeah, because that's the first time she could actually afford them.
Well, you know what? Good for her.
Yeah.
If you can afford it then and you can do it, I think that's great. There was a time when braces were just for children. Now, Ballast Dental Care is not an orthodontics office, but sometimes... It's all related, because if you care about your teeth at all, beyond just the appearance of your teeth, and what's actually more important than the appearance is the health of your teeth. You can have crooked teeth, they may not be perfect, but they're healthy. You don't want unhealthy teeth, and you don't want unhealthy gums. What is that thing? Gingivitis, is that what it's called?
Mm-hmm.
That,
yeah.
Yeah, you don't want to get that. And gum disease can cause other kinds of things, and there's a direct correlation to like gum disease and heart problems. It's true. It's all bloodstream related. Get a good dentist. You say, well, where do I do that? I don't know where to get it. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, Ballast Dental Care. There are three good dentists in there: Dr. Haynes, Dr. Olivier, Dr. Watanabe. They're wonderful. And look, there are lots of dentists' offices who have the same stuff. State-of-the-art this or that, or the latest suction thing in your mouth, and nitrous. A lot of them have that. It's these people. Until you make an appointment, it's going to be hard for you to understand why it's a pleasure to go to this place, why you're not going to be afraid ever again. You'll see. Make an appointment. They'd love to have you as a new patient. Ballast Dental Care, corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. You go to ballastdentalcare.com. This is suicide, what I'm about to do, because you're never supposed to, on the radio, make any kind of comments about advertisers or commercials, but I can't help this. We've got a commercial, it just ran, and it's another one of these newly discovered, locked-in-a-vault coin things. And you've heard them. We've run them for years, and different companies go, in a startling announcement, a vault buried deep within the Smithsonian. Really? It's the Smithsonian, and there's a vault with a bunch of coins, and nobody knew they were in there, and they just found them. And now, what? A startling announcement. They're going to make a limited number available to me? Wow.
Yeah, you think if they were so valuable, they'd hold on to them.
Yeah. And then she says, and this part I don't get at all. Here's the number. In a moment, I'm going to give you, so you have time to scramble and get a pen, because this is huge. And then she says, please dial carefully. Why? What is that? Because what? The phone's going to blow up? Why would you dial carefully? I don't get that. I don't know why that's
so
in
you
there.
Get the right number.
Yeah, you don't want to miss out.
Well, sure. Shouldn't you always dial carefully if you want to get the right number?
I would think so.
Everything about it, just, I don't know. Deep in the vaults of the Smithsonian, and this startling announcement. I just probably lost my job.
Oh, no. I'll get the lunch lady on to save it.
Okay, is she on now?
No, I'm calling her right now.
Let me know when she's on there. And, that was the other thing I was going to say, is we checked in with the lunch lady yesterday, and it was so enjoyable, and it always is, that we're going to do it again.
Didn't we interview her one time?
Yes, we did, a long time ago. We ought to do it again. Yeah. We ought to catch up with her. Here she comes. We ought to get current with her. We'll have to get her on there. Dan, that'll be your job.
Okay.
Find the lunch lady, wherever she is. I bet the good old mashed potatoes and gravy are on here. You watch.
Today, we are going to have Malibu chicken.
With this is from yesterday.
This is the same one.
Succotash.
Oh, wait.
Green beans.
No, it's not.
Or good old mashed potatoes.
Yep, it is
and gravy.
It's the same one?
Oh, hold on.
Bread and butter. And assorted cookies for dessert.
See, she talks about the pride.
Now, does that sound delicious? Well, I heard that last weekend was Pride Day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the same one. Way to go, Dan. Way to check it in advance. That's right. What I'd do, since I typed you a note like 2 hours ago that said get the lunch lady. Remember, no, we never had another producer, did we? I was another radio station where I was, where the producer would call and check ahead just to make sure. That was another time.
Man, that's
place.
Weird.
Yeah. Mike Kelly, you've heard him on the station.
Yes.
And here's what he sounds like. Hello, this is Mike Kelly.
Yes.
You know, whenever I'm in, this guy enunciates. You never misunderstand a word he said. You know who else is kind of like that? Joe Buck. And a lot of sportscasters, sports people. Bob Costas, John Rooney. There's never a word they say that you don't understand clearly. And why is that the case in sports, do you think? Even more than just regular news people.
Yeah.
They articulate. Hi, everybody. This is Mike Kelly. You know, whenever I'm in St. Louis, and nobody ever goes, what? I can't understand you, Mike.
I guess because they're hired just for their voice, essentially, so that's something they work on.
And I guess when you're in the middle of a sporting event and there's noise, you got to make sure that they hear the call right or the play right. So,
Mike Kelly's good. I haven't had a chance to listen to a whole lot of other college football announcers, but man, he is
well, in a world and a business of mush mouths and lazy tongues and people who don't know how to speak, it's refreshing to hear people who actually can enunciate.
Well, thank you very much, Frank.
I appreciate it, Mike.
Doing the ball games,
you're
such.
The exception. Now, this is kind of a bombshell yesterday when I heard that Matt Sandusky. First of all, Joe Amendola, I think is his name, the defense attorney for that scumbag, Jerry Sandusky, said, one, my client didn't get a fair trial. He still basically says he's not guilty. Okay, good luck with that. And then Matt Sandusky, the adopted son, who finally stepped up and said, I can't take this anymore. I got to tell what he did to me. This guy, Amendola, says he doesn't believe Matt Sandusky. He thinks he's not telling the truth. Really? You got to be kidding me. Why would somebody make up a story about your adopted dad when all it's going to do is hurt people if it's not true? That doesn't even make any sense that at this point he would do that if it weren't true. There's nothing to be gained. This Amendola is irritating.
Wasn't part of the story that Matt's wife actually had some kind of restraining order so that he could not come over there and visit their three kids, couldn't be alone with him or something?
Well, there's a lot to this. First of all, Matt Sandusky's biological mother, because he's adopted, actually contacted authorities when she realized that Sandusky was going to adopt this boy. The biological mother had some concerns because of things she'd heard. I mean, there's so much more to this that really does confirm that for years and years and years, this guy has been a predator. That when the biological mom doesn't even want him to be adopted by him. Matt Sandusky says that this started, he's 33 now, said he molested him for about 7 years, starting when he was 8 till he was 15. Yeah, Second Mile Foundation or whatever it's called. There's a terrific article that came out this morning, and I read it. And here's the headline, Nightmare of Prison Rape. I have to tell you that my greatest fear about going to prison is this. This rape thing. The food, that's not the first thing. I got to eat prison food. Or even that I'm going to be in a little room. I'm kind of lazy anyway. I guess I could watch TV. You won't get to talk to your family. That's bad. But the rape part, that is why I pay my taxes. And why, when the IRS sends me something, says, we recalculated, you owe us another $300. I can't get a check in the mail fast enough. I mean, I'm not going to argue with them or go, no, that's not what my accountant said. I just pay it. Because, listen to this. It says that, according to the, and there really is a National Prison Rape Elimination Commission. Good luck eliminating it. Created in 2003 by Congress, it says one in 10 prisoners says they've been raped or sexually assaulted by other inmates. Now, the biggest targets are the prisoners who go in who are gay or bisexual.
What?
Then that that percentage jumps way up, more than 10%. Here's a guy they interviewed. He said, while I was in an Arkansas state prison, he said, I was raped by 27 different men.
Oh, my God.
Over a nine-month period. His name is Bryson Spruce. Former inmate. Huh?
That's a full house there.
Oof. He's a former inmate. He's bisexual. He said, it was the worst 9 months of my life. Yeah, I guess once the word gets out that you're a receiver,
right,
and a giver, life's going to be pretty rough for you. I know what you're going to say. Wouldn't you kind of
some
already,
of them enjoy it?
I'll tell you why.
It's forced.
It's brutal and it's violent. So the answer to that is no.
But isn't there? Well, there's consensual sex too in prisons.
Sure there is. But what's amazing to me...
Where do they find the time or space? I thought they're always watched and...
Well, here's what I don't understand. The guys doing the raping in prison, before they went to prison, were, in most cases, straight guys. And then they get in prison and they rape. I got to tell you something. If I went to prison... I have a hand, okay?
Yes.
And there is no way that I don't care if I've been in prison 10 years that some hairy guy,
all of a sudden,
he looks cute to me. How does that happen?
Sometimes men take matters into their own hands.
Well, that's what I would do, Lauren. I just don't understand that part of it. I don't understand the... turning into that guy who wants to have his way with another guy in prison. That's puzzling to me. Now, what I'm about to share with you, I think, is very, very important about the difference between how men look at women and women look at men. It is very obvious when you hear the results of this survey that what we've said all along is that with women, it's all about how much money a guy has and do you have a job. Check this out. 75%, in fact, a little more than 75% of women, says they will not date a guy who doesn't have a job.
Oh.
How sad is this? Yet, men...
Just like a woman.
Isn't it? Men who were interviewed, less than a third of them said they would not date a woman without a job.
Huh.
Over two-thirds of them said, well, sure, I'd date her if she didn't have a job. We can look past it. We don't expect her to make money.
I do.
Oh.
Well, they didn't speak for everybody.
Oh.
You might be in that, that less than a third category. But isn't that interesting? Because... how about all the poor guys who are right now who are out of work and maybe they're divorced or they were never married and all of a sudden, boy, no dating on the horizon for you or companionship because you don't have a job.
Yeah, but the men are probably just looking for an easy night.
What does that mean?
Easy night. They probably just want to get laid.
Whoa.
Well, Tina, I don't think men very well.
No.
You have been around some odd characters.
That's ridiculous.
And I don't think... Yeah, thank you.
How
it is,
dare
that
you?
Is ridiculous.
The guys in this room are not like that.
No.
Yes.
Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, Tina. You should know that by
You've
now.
You've given up.
but this business about equality, and apparently we haven't come as far as we thought we had in this liberation, any women equality, because the women, over 75% of them, they want a guy bringing some dough in.
Mm-hmm.
Need I say more? I don't think so. there is new evidence to show that guys who spend a lot of time in the gym, muscle heads, you know those guys with the veins popping out.
I can't stand that, the ones that can't put their arms down.
Well, they wear the shirts with the short sleeves, like Simon Cowell t-shirts, and the sleeves are so tight on their biceps. Check this out. It says that those guys who are obsessed with their muscles and the way they're built are, in most cases, they're going to be sexist. They are more sexist than... Well, people ask me from time to time, Frank, how come you don't have big muscles?
Right.
And it's by choice. I don't want to appear sexist.
Right, because you're not sexist.
And you love women.
Yes, I love women. Yes, and I have chosen... Oh, I thought about going to the gym and lifting weights and getting muscles.
Right.
And I thought, no, if I do that, people...
I'll be lumped in with that group.
I will... Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I'll be considered sexist. So I made a conscious decision to not work out.
Me too.
Good for you.
And not have muscles. Now, if you think about it, that actually kind of makes sense, because I don't... When I visualize... Now, this... Look, don't email me, because this is certainly not 100% of guys who have big muscles. But when I think of a guy with bulging biceps and a tight T-shirt, I don't think of him as going home to a wife who has a respectable job and is kind of the co-breadwinner. I just don't.
No. They picture women as just meat, a piece of meat.
Arm candy.
Yeah. Arm candy. And it's all about
lower
them.
Forms of...
all their focus is on themselves.
Well, so. I'm not like that.
Well, good. None of You're us. Not either. Nobody here. You look at our muscles and you can tell we're not sexist.
Yeah.
That's how you can tell. Another great story about a fake cop pulling a guy over who was a cop. I love these stories. I'd love to be there when this happened. Up in Maryland, a guy pulls a guy over. He's going to give him a speeding ticket, the fake ticket. He's probably going to get him to pay him on the spot. But the guy happens to be a real off-duty cop. So needless to say, this guy gets arrested. I guess my point here is, and maybe this is weird, but when I'm in traffic, I don't flip anybody off, I don't blow the horn at anybody, and I don't react to people who do. Because, and I'm not kidding, I look at a guy especially, it could be a woman, but a guy in a car, and I think, that guy might be a cop in his own car, off time. You never know. Yep. He could be a real cop. So another reason to not engage in road rage. Ladies, get in here, Blake.
Ooh, that's nice.
And the fake cop joke... reminded me of this joke, which we haven't told for a while. Great joke. A cop notices a woman speeding. And I mean, she is really speeding. 95 miles per hour.
Whoa.
In a 60 mile per hour speed zone. He pulls her over, walks up to the car. She rolls down the window. She says, "Is there a problem, officer?" He said, "Is there a problem?" "Yeah. You were speeding. I mean, you were really speeding. 90, for goodness sakes. I need to see license and registration." She says, "Well, I don't have a driver's license." He says, "You don't have a license?" She says, "No, I lost it 4 years ago. It was taken away from me, actually, for drunk driving." He says, "What about registration for the car?" She says, "Nah, sorry, I can't help you with that either. It's a stolen car."
"Yeah."
"I stole it." He said, "What?" She said, "Yeah." He said, "You don't have a license and you stole the car?" She said, "Yeah." He said, "Who'd you steal it from?" She said, "Well, I don't know his name, but he's in the trunk because I murdered him and I hacked him up, dismembered him, and he's in a plastic bag in the trunk of the car." "Now, if you want to see..." He said, no, "Hold it right there. Don't you move." And he puts his hand on his gun, and he reaches up for his little radio transmitter and calls for backup. And a senior officer appears on the scene, pulls up, lights going, and the senior officer gets out of the car, walks over to, after he has spoken with his first officer, and says, "Ma'am, I'm going to have to ask you to slowly step out of your vehicle." And she does, and she says, "Well, officer, is there a problem?" And he says, yes, there is. "The other officer here has informed me that you are in a stolen car and that you murdered the owner, and that he is in the trunk in a plastic bag, dismembered. I'm going to ask you to slowly open the trunk of your car. She says, well, I'll be happy to. And she opens the trunk, and there's nothing in it. He says, ma'am, is this your car? She says, well, yes, if you'll allow me to reach in the glove box. He says, slowly. So she does. She says, here are the registration papers, the title. He says, the other officer also informs me you don't have a driver's license. She says, here is my license. He looks at it. It's current. Now he's puzzled. He says, ma'am, I don't know what to say. This other officer told me you did not have a license, that you stole the car, and that you murdered the owner, and you hacked him up and put him in the trunk. She says, what a liar. Oh, let me guess. I bet he told you I was speeding, too.
With your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. How's it looking out there, Tim?
Well, Tina, they were working, last time I flew over it a few minutes ago, they were working to clear that accident off the Poplar Street Bridge, or just a little east of the Poplar Street Bridge. They had the complete right ramp shut down as they moved a big rig tow truck in there to get this tractor trailer out of the way. So things are backed up, though. Northbound 55 to 44. 44 is slow between Grand and Jefferson in that right lane. Also, eastbound Highway 4064 was backed up almost to Compton, and that's all the way over the Poplar Street Bridge. Once you get over, everything looks good through 64. Southbound 270, you still have stop-and-go traffic midway between Page and Olive down to Gordy Ferry. We are looking at eastbound 270. That's stacked up just a little bit east of McDonald's through New Florissant. On westbound 70, you'll find some slow pockets from Cave Springs all the way out to T.R. Hughes. And on westbound 4064, that's from Kings Highway through McCausland, from Ballas out through Mason, Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge, and stop-and-go areas there. This traffic report is brought to you by the 2012 Kia Forte. 2012 Kia Forte, it is the uncompromising compact. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or MikeKiaSt.com for details. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
When storms rain down on the Midwest.
Breaking news here on the Big 550 KTRS with this weather alert. Here's News Director Victoria Babu.
Metro St. Louis turns to KTRS.
There is a tornado warning now issued for Muirland Heights. I've got reports of sirens going off in the St. Louis City area. Hail is falling downtown.
When severe weather strikes, turn first to your official weather station.
Victoria Babu, KTRS News.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
If you're a man and you're sick of having to go to the bathroom all the time, take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge. We're so sure it will reduce frequent urination, we'll send you a free full-size bottle of Super Beta Prostate to try absolutely free. It will help you get back to a normal bathroom routine both day and night. Imagine the difference that would make. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-700-3980. Super Beta Prostate contains beta-sitosterol, clinically shown to support healthy flow and more complete bladder emptying. Millions of men rely on Super Beta Prostate to get a better night's sleep and not have to spend so much time in the bathroom. Take the Super Beta Prostate Challenge and try a free bottle. All you pay is shipping and handling, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. You'll be amazed at how quickly you notice a difference. Get your free bottle now while supplies last. Call 1-800-700-3980. That's 1-800-700-3980. 1-800-700-3980.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
You know what Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder has done for Missouri in the last 8 years? Neither do I. This is Democrat Bill Haas, and I want to be your next lieutenant governor. People ask me why I seek higher office. The poet Oliver Wendell Holmes said, "How sad it is that most people die with their songs still inside them." I don't intend that my song for public service die still inside me. And when in office, I will strive that your songs don't either. These are the issues I plan to address as your lieutenant governor. The care of our veterans, the care of our seniors, of which I'm one. Banning corporate political contributions, banning public monies for companies like Walmart, more loans for college, stopping cruelty to animals on factory farms, and freezing property taxes for seniors. To learn more and support me, please go to my website, votehaas.com. This is Bill Haas. I want to be your next lieutenant governor, and I promise to put people before politics every time. Paid for by Bill Haas for Lieutenant Governor.
Francine Lamond's treasurer.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies. And they make the credit card companies a lot of money. From people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy. A way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-200-6098. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-200-6098. That's 1-800-200-6098. 1-800-200-6098.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Additional dealer bonus cash has been allocated by the factory to help West County Nissan sell down all Muranos, Xterras, Pathfinders, Armadas, Frontiers, and Titans this week only. Plus, prices have been marked down as low as they will go on all 2012 Altimas. Go to westcountynissan.com and receive a real quote in just minutes. And get dealer bonus cash this week only at West County Nissan, located just 1 mile west of Highway 141 on Manchester Road in Baldwin, in lieu of all rebates and incentives.
Did your home get hit with damage from the recent April storms? Whether your roof suffered damage from rain, wind, or hail, most insurance companies let you file a claim for up to 1 year. Call Storm Chief today and let them work with your insurance company to get the problem fixed right. Even if you've been denied in the past, call Storm Chief and let them help you get your claim approved and your number one investment protected. Call Storm Chief today at 1-636-614-3140 to schedule your free inspection. Storm Chief, 1-636-614-3140, and Owens Corning Platinum Preferred Contractor.
All right, Flo, so the key to safe pest removal is staying calm.
Okay.
It says here this lady's got a badger in her attic.
Oh, I love badgers. Oh, sorry. Calm. There he is. Come here, little buddy. I thought he wanted a hug.
Badgers don't really hug.
Not yet. Oh, badger.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
Have storm damage to your roof, siding, or gutters? Hi, Mark Connolly, manager of Connolly Roofing and Exteriors. A family tradition for over 100 years. 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops.
314-822-7100.
The KTRS Restaurant of the Week is Gingham's Homestyle Restaurant, with locations in St. Charles and Ellisville. They're open 24 hours a day and serve a full menu all day. Gingham's Homestyle Restaurant.
Keep your engine running like new with Mobil 1 Extended Performance. It's proven to protect your engine for 15,000 miles between oil changes, guaranteed. Look for it wherever you buy motor oil.
Tiny bubble,
Somebody needs to blow her nose. Make me happy.
Inside. Inside joke. Well, let's go to Southern California. What do you say? Where Mike Evans is standing by, courtesy of Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. Easy website to remember, thompsonprice.com. Again, if you want to do it right, you don't want to overpay, but you want your money's worth, and you want a kitchen, a bathroom, a home entertainment room you can look at years and years and years from now and go, man, those people had a vision. That would be Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com, and here is Mike Evans.
Give it up.
Homer, how are you?
Sipping
time.
No, we haven't heard a good sip lately.
No. I haven't been drinking a little wine. Had a little kidney stone pain.
Yeah.
Have myself a little Percocet and a little bit of Cabernet.
There you go.
Trying to take care of that pain a little bit.
We thought maybe you were on the wagon or something.
No.
No. Now, what's the deal with the stones? You still have them?
Still got a couple.
Man.
Pop quiz question. Name the name of the actor who loves that Woody Allen. Loves Woody Allen's work so much, would do a Woody Allen movie free just for the opportunity to work with the Woodster. Robert Downey Jr., Ryan Gosling, Woody Harrelson. Answer in just a minute. TV News, Glass House won a victory against CBS in court, allowing it to go on the air. But the first week that Glass House was on, ratings were bad.
I've never heard of it.
Second episode was Monday. Ratings worse, 2.5. Looks like Glass House is a one-and-done show. I don't imagine it'll be back next
It's like
season.
A Big Brother type of show.
It's like
or
a Big Brother, yeah. But you know what? Big Brother is actually, I like Big Brother.
Now here's the one that can't possibly make it. Love in the Wild.
Oh.
With Jenny McCarthy.
Oh,
yes,
man.
What a horrible show.
CNN ratings just continue to get worse. It has now hit a 21-year low.
Well, here's why. Is that Piers Morgan still on there?
Yes.
Get rid of that guy.
It's horrible. Heart attack victim, Alan Trebek.
That's pretty good.
Is on the mend. Expected to be back to work on the set of Jeopardy next month. I guess you could say, in his own way, Alec Trebek is out of Jeopardy while still in.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
That's clever.
Yesterday I told you about Madonna and her team that sterilizes everything she comes in contact with. Not to be outdone, Jennifer Lopez has designed her own toilet seat cover.
Oh, beautiful.
And
a picture
she has
of her butt.
She has her staff put on all toilets that she uses. I don't know if it's germaphobe or baby got back. She wants reinforcement or what that's all about. Very strange. Odds and ends. I just got to say this. It's very odd to me that Jerry Sandusky's wife, Dottie, who was the boss of the house, ran the house with such a heavy hand. Her nickname is Sarge. Yet for 10 years, Sarge didn't know that the kids were being molested right under her own roof.
I think that
even her own adopted children. Yeah,
I think that's a crock.
I think she's
a liar. I don't think that's odd. I think that's freaking unbelievable.
Yeah.
She should have been prosecuted just like he was.
Yep.
Paris Hilton tried her hand at DJing in Brazil. Booed off the stage.
Good.
Justin Bieber. You know, every time he does a TV interview or a radio interview, the first thing he does is go on and on and on about how awful it was that girl accused him of impregnating her. Hey, Justin, shut up.
Yeah.
I mean, that's an old story. Give it up. Let it go. We don't want to hear about that crap anymore. It's the first thing he always talks about. Quick TV review tonight on ABC, Final Witness. It is the story of an Emory, Texas murder of the Caffey family. In 2008, a teenage girl talked her boyfriend and a buddy of his into killing her family so they could be together. That's
Whoa.
Nice. They killed her mom and her two kid brothers, but botched the killing of her dad, who ended up testifying against them. The story is told from the dead mother's point of view from the grave. Very disturbing, but very well done. Tonight, ABC, Final Witness, 3 stars.
Wow. It's a true story, right?
Yes, it is.
Wow.
True story. And finally. hate it when it comes to an end like this, Franco Pinion.
There's always tomorrow.
Ah, that's true. Name the name of the actor who said he'd do a Woody Allen movie free just for the chance of working with Woody Allen. Is it Robert Downey Jr., Ryan Gosling, or Woody Harrelson? Answer.
Very similar to the situation that took place when there was an opening here on the show. Tina came to me and she says, to work with you, I would work for nothing.
That was very nice of her to say that about me.
In fact, she says, here's some other things I would be willing to do in addition to working for you.
Wow.
And you see the results. She's on the show. Tina, who do you think it is?
I'm going to go with Ryan Gosling.
Oh, man. I'll go with Woody Harrelson.
Downey Jr.
I'll go Downey.
The answer is Woody Harrelson.
Told you.
Mike Evans, I'm out of my name.
Who got it?
I did.
All right, Tina, I need to see you in the spanking room.
Oh. You got it wrong, too.
Well, I'm going to punish both of us.
He's going to spank himself.
We're going to punish each other.
We're
going to spank each other.
He's going to spank you and then spank himself.
Yeah. Since we both messed up, we're both going to the spanking room. That was Mike Evans, brought to you by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, Home. That guy that called earlier and said he was next to that woman at the slot machine who won that $27,000. Now, that would be a big... We'll talk about this gambling thing some other time. When we have a little more time, we'll open it up for half an hour and talk about it. But for those of you who are also... who enjoy getting sort of lost at a machine in the casino, if you ever do hit it big and you walk out with a big pile of money, boy, do we have a couple people for you. Mark and Jason. I need to ask them sometime if they have any clients who are lottery winners, big casino winners.
That'd be interesting.
I think they do have lottery winners.
I'll bet they probably do. But that's something you want to consider and think about, is now there's money here that you didn't have before. What do you do with it? Now, for those of you who know you have $25,000 or more and you worked for it, it's 401k money or money you saved and worked hard for, you don't want to lose it. You don't want it to become worth less over the years. So you need some advice. Maybe you're already getting some advice. Get some more. Get a second opinion. Can't hurt. I guarantee you that couple from the story last week where he was diagnosed with a terminal illness and they spent all their money, remember? And they sold everything and then, misdiagnosis. I guarantee you he wished he'd gotten a second opinion. That's medical. This is financial. But either way, can't hurt to get somebody else's advice. That somebody else would be Mark and Jason. If you don't have anybody, then maybe your first discussion will be with Mark and Jason. Mark Reardon, Jason Becker with Stifel Nicolaus. The appointment is as easy as you calling them, setting it up. It doesn't cost you a thing. To find out more, go to this website, markandjason.com.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Tina. Well, good news for drivers coming over the Poplar Street Bridge. They've cleared that accident. It was involved with a tractor trailer, and all lanes are now open. Still backed up to Union Station on eastbound 64 to the Poplar Street Bridge. 55 back to 44. 44 is at Jefferson. Once you get over the bridge, it's slow from 4th Street to Highway 64. Excuse me, on southbound 270, you are slow again from Ladue down to Doherty Ferry. Westbound 70, still a little bit heavy as you go past the airport. It is slow again from 370 out to TR Hughes. This traffic report is brought to you by Dish Network. If you hate missing your favorite primetime shows, get the Hopper from Dish. The Hopper has primetime anytime that lets you automatically record all four major networks of primetime TV in HD. Call Dish at 1-800-WATCH-TV. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Let's go, go, batter up!
The Redbirds are back.
Well, then who's on first?
Yes.
You mean the fellow's name?
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
I'm asking you.
Want the inside scoop on all things Cardinals? Text cards to 84126 and you'll be in the know from the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey there, hotshot. You got any jokes?
Sure. I got something that'll knock your socks off. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Big screen TVs.
Big screen TVs who?
Lots of big screen TVs at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Hmm.
Okay, here's another one. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Pool, darts, and golden tea.
Pool, darts, and golden tea who?
There's pool, darts, and golden tea at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Try again.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
Live music.
Live music who?
There's live music.
As opposed to dead music?
Funny line.
Funnier than yours so far.
Okay, where was I? Oh yeah, there's live music at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Is that it? So far, the only thing that impresses me is O'Kelly's at the ballpark. Your humor, not so much.
Hot bartenders and great times await you at O'Kelly's at the ballpark with happy hour 7 days a week and all day Monday, 756 South 4th Street, just two blocks from the stadium.
Last chance, funny guy, make it count.
Okay, knock, knock.
Who's there?
You and me, sipping drinks at O'Kelly's at the ballpark.
Now that's funny, and you succeeded in knocking my socks off. See, no socks. Now buy me a drink.
Gladly.
The Big 550. Hello. KTRS.
Oh. Yeah, you said it.
Ooh. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
Don't be fooled by these out-of-town roofers. Make sure you hire someone who's been here yesterday, who'll be here today, and who'll be here tomorrow. I'm talking about John Beal Roofing. Three generations in the St. Louis metropolitan area. Residential, commercial, industrial. John Beal Roofing not only can fix your roof, they're up to date on all the latest products, procedures, and building codes. John Beal Roofing, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. That's 1-800-NEW-ROOF or johnbealroofing.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, unmotivated and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to help boost testosterone and maintain healthy, normal levels. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-716-2908. 1-800-716-2908. 1-800-716-2908.
I actually thought for a second the guy in that commercial was talking to me. What happened? You just lie around on the couch? I mean, I thought, oh, it's a commercial. He's not talking to me. Tomorrow, we only tell it once a year when we think it's as hot as it's going to be, and that's tomorrow. So the hot weather joke coming up tomorrow. Don't miss it. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody. 6 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Brad Wheelis. Prescription painkillers are responsible for more overdose deaths in this country than cocaine and heroin combined. The Fed swooped down on a group of doctors and clinics.